It was a voter drive, Lee, and for years, they've been bringing more future voters here than there were jobs. This is a simple mathematical situation. They had to support them. Well, and let me break the math down. And I can't believe nobody else is doing this math, okay? And this is why I hammered this over and over. When you bring in 20 million illegals, 12 million over the border, we know that for fact. They either use the Border One app and were given the free hotels and flights, or we caught them on the sensors. The sensors are quite good. We don't miss anyone. 2 million gotaways. We've got 12 million total there. The other 8 million Trump always refers to are lesser known. They're visa overstays. They're still here. That's 20 million future Democrat voters, the way they see it. And then 4 million more legal visa entrants that have come into the country. 4 million more during in the last 4 years. Okay, that's it. It's 25 million. Okay, when you're Democrat and your agenda is to destroy the American economy, to increase government dependency, i.e. Democrat dependency, that clashes with your voter drive. I mean, how the heck did anybody add 25 million people to a country in 4 years that is creating an average of 60,000 jobs a month for the whole country? Just for the legal immigrants, Lee, the ones legally coming in on visas, the ones where, hey, okay, we'll take in 25,000 people from Uganda. Why? I don't know. That's just what it said in the bill. Well, do we have jobs for them? No. Cool. How's that going to work out? Not so well, really. So 60,000 jobs a month, that's what we created last month. And after the Joe Biden revisions, that's what on average he was creating a month. But some quarters, Lee, of course, we had no net job creation, understand. But you take in 25 million people. 60,000 jobs for the entire country? Really? Like real payroll jobs? Yeah, that's it. Last month, that's it. Trump's going to fix that, okay? He's got it under control. Trust me, it's going to be a job boom. But that's what we were doing. So you have to pay their bills, Lee, or they will not come here to serve their sole and central purpose, which is to vote Democrat so we can have a one-party system like China. So what are you going to do? I mean, think about it. Dairy gap, desert, women get raped. It's a tough trip. They're not just going to come to wash your dishes. You crazy? I mean, I know the chamber said that, but they lied. Plus, there's not enough jobs for them to do it anyway if they wanted to. They're only going to come if you give them free stuff and Democrats know it. So they hid them, i.e. the 9 million Social Security numbers that Kristi Noem is currently sorting through Department of Homeland Security, including the 6,000 terrorists. Illegal immigrants all got the numbers, right? Well, they can't legally get those. But that's a lot of people, 25 million. I mean, you can't dump them all on the welfare rolls, right? I mean, they put a lot of them on, but you can't. So you need fraud. You got to have fraud. There's no other way to do it. We are finding this fraud every dang day. And that is fantastic, Lee. This is, I know it makes a lot of you mad. It makes you depressed. Don't be depressed. Be excited. I'm pumped up. This is the second chance this country gets. Because otherwise, you know what? They were turning you and your kids into debt slaves. And we're in a situation, Washington State, the Attorney General is threatening if anybody goes out there and does a Nick Shirley style video to investigate this, they will arrest you, not the fraudsters. That was the America you were going to live in. You're a slave. Your children are debt slaved. You work for the Democrat voters. They are a higher class than you. They sit on their butts all day. You work your ass off. And that's how it was going to go. And you complain, you get arrested. You do a video. Well, no one would ever see your video because the FBI would censor it on X. That was the system. It's being smashed right now. And us finding out about it and how we've been stolen from, yes, it's painful. But it's finally happening. Nobody else would do this. So here's Dr. Oz, Lee. And if you notice this, he's on Fox like every other day now. Yeah. I found $1 billion this week. Yeah, last week was $1 billion too. Yeah, there was another billion. We kicked them off though. This is new, okay? This is just the $1.3 billion from California illegally signing up illegals to put them on Medicaid. And see, and that is our problem here, all right? You don't have to go to DC to sign up for Medicaid. You should, but you don't. We sign them up at the state level. So what these Democrats have done is they sign up these illegals illegally. Illegally. Here's Dr. Oz.
California's the varsity team. Minnesota's JV at this game, we believe. And we already know, just looking at one specific little minor seeming issue, which is the number of illegal immigrants getting covered by state Medicaid programs. In California alone, we already have $1.3 billion that they're actually paying us back on because they know they're ripping off the federal taxpayer. What that means, Laura, is if you're watching me and Laura's show in Texas, Florida, or even New York, you're paying taxes that go to California taxpayers wrongly because we should not be paying for illegal immigrants in any state to get elective health care.
But this has been going on.
Yeah, because they can't legally get it under federal law. Mm-hmm. Now, for the first time, and you can see, Lee, and then I want to hear what you think about this. The first time you can see the Trump administration gets it. They know where this is going. Dr. Oz, for the first time, and he's the head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. That's for Trump. Trump appointed him. He's tying it to voter registration.
But let me share something with you that I learned recently. By federal law, if you sign someone up for Medicaid, you also give them the right to vote. So ironically, it's true for SNAP as well. As you give out social services, you also get them registered to vote. So you're building up a very partisan group of individuals. This is political patronage at the expense of Medicaid. And the criminal part here is not just a horrible waste and fraud and abuse of our federal tax dollars, but you're taking money from our most vulnerable citizens. If you're lying about the fact that you have some...
Okay, I want to explain how they did this really quickly. What is he talking about? He's talking about the NVRA, the National Voting Rights Act. What it says is you have to offer them the option, anybody you sign up on welfare, including Medicaid, but there's other programs too, food stamps, all of it. You have to offer them the option to sign up to vote, and then you have to help them at the state level if they want to. It's not mandatory they register, except... Do you know what these Democrat states have done? I didn't even know this till I looked it up this morning. These Democrat states have then passed laws, Lee, saying in our state, when you sign up for Medicaid, you are automatically put on the voter rolls.
Sort of like the motor voter thing.
Yes. Oregon, Michigan, Nevada, New Mexico, Massachusetts, Minnesota.
Go figure.
It is a laundry list of every state that also doesn't require voter ID to vote. We just figured it out, Lee. It's all connected to fraud in the vote. It's the same. I'm going to play one more thing for you because I've been playing this for weeks. This is going on in Michigan, okay? So this is going on at all levels. This is Republican Representative Jason Wofford. And they are in an under oath hearing. They're going through the welfare application for Michigan, the official one. It's on the prompter. It's 27 pages long. It will not process unless on the last page you have to check the box to register to vote. Well, not process. But here's the thing about it, because Michigan is one of those that has this law. It does not require a social security number or identifying number of any kind, just your birthday and your name. See how this works? So the welfare fraud and the voting fraud, they are the same.
We've got real waste, real fraud, and we are going to get to the bottom of it. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Unemployment Agency. People can simply check a box saying that they are eligible, and in most cases, that is enough to start receiving benefits. There's only four pieces of information that are required. A first name, last name, an address, and an alien number, only if that person self-identifies as a non-citizen. No social security number is required, even if someone claims to be a citizen. I brought MDHHS before our committee. We pulled up the website for benefits. We went through all 27 pages. And at the end, we're given the opportunity to register to vote.
And he goes on there for another 3 minutes. But basically, it will not process. It will not roll over unless you click the box.
But yet us citizens have to show a real ID in order to fly or going to a federal building.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Congress right now is working on digital ID to go online. Yeah. Just to protect the children.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so everybody's going to have to prove who they are and thus their age so the kids don't see bad stuff. But Lee, don't get mad about this, okay? We're finally finding out about this. I mean, yesterday the Trump administration completely turned off the rule that allowed those daycares to get the funding, sight unseen, no checks, no verification that kids are there. We are catching this, and I am telling you, there are going to be 5 to 10 million illegal immigrants going to flee this country this year. They're going to take Trump's free ticket, and they're going to go because they can't pay the bills. And you're going to see millions of legal immigrants flee too. Why? There's not enough jobs for everyone. There's not. And without the fraud, the Democrats can't keep them here. Folks, this, we are in the heat of the Civil War. That is what you are watching here. And we are disarming the Democrat troops. I'm reading about Venezuela and I'm busting out laughing. This is happening like once an hour. Because it's so brilliant and so obvious what Trump is doing. I just wish they would explain it a little better. Here's what Conservative Treehouse wrote. It's one of the best explanations this morning. And by the way, the left is going to go wild today about the oil. They're going to misinform and mislead all their sheeple as they always do. After Trump put out a Truth Social post that said, I am pleased to announce that the interim authorities in Venezuela will be turning over 30 to 50 million barrels of high quality sanctioned oil to the United States of America. It's about $2 billion worth. The oil will be sold at market price. He doesn't add that we're going to finally run it through the Gulf refineries. We have those refineries were built to refine Venezuelan oil. So what are you going to do? You're going to get a nice GDP boom out of this. Jobs for Americans. But anyway, the oil will be sold at its market price, and that money will be controlled by me as president of the United States of America to ensure it is used to the benefit of the people of Venezuela and the United States. Okay, so what is going on with this? He is demonstrating command and control over Venezuelan authorities. They will turn it over. The hilarious part about this is some of this used to be the Cuban oil. Cuba only has the lights on at all because Venezuela was sending them oil every month. Some of it they'd use to power stuff. The rest of it they would sell. Without it, Cuba's going to collapse. It can't. They're already on the verge of collapse, right? So Trump's like, no, I will take the oil. Thank you very much. Now, the left is going to scream bloody murder. Blood for oil, blood for oil. Oh, no. Billionaires everywhere. No. The government, the Venezuelan government that stole from its people. This is a cartel that came in and stole the oil, okay? Then starved the people. The government that stole from the people is being forced to pay restitution for their own fraud, abuse, and misconduct. And Trump's like, I don't trust y'all. You go send the oil over here. We will refine it. We're going to create lots of nice American jobs off of it, sell it for market value. And we're going to keep some. Why? Because Maduro stole $12 billion worth of oil from Exxon and ConocoPhillips. They've gone through international courts. They've got judgments, payment judgments that Venezuela owes them. It's all very legal and court ordered at the international level. So he owes these American, they owe these American oil companies. They stole from them too when they nationalized the whole thing. So there's about $2 billion worth of oil to start. But the government also stole from the people. So they're being forced to pay restitution for their own fraud, abuse, and misconduct. It's hilarious. And it's 30 to 50 million barrels of oil. Now, Conservative Treehouse writes, compare and contrast this approach with the trillions of U.S. taxpayer funds that were used in the failed efforts in Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Syria, et cetera. And I would add Russia or Ukraine or even Kuwait. What do? The American people pay. We make our children debt slaves. And Ukrainian oligarchs get rich. As by the way, even the New York Times admitted a couple weeks ago before Christmas quietly that Zelensky's inner circle has stolen billions from you. So it's not just, I'm sorry, I'm losing track. The Haitians, the Iranians, the Somalis, and the Democrat Party robbing you blind, but now they've got other people in other countries robbing you blind. And this used to be the model of the Uniparty. We go in, we knock over a country. All the Uniparty contractors set up the rat lines, medevac out the injured, medevac in the food, run the rat lines. All the friends of Washington get rich. You get injured. You end up on a Wounded Warrior commercial with them building you a house because you got screwed by the Bush people. And then guess what? Then we pay their other friends to rebuild the country. Trump's like, uh-uh. First of all, we're not knocking over the country. I think I can control these meatheads from here. I'll tell you why you can in a minute. And we're not rebuilding it. They are. This has always driven me nuts. Iraq had massive oil wealth. Afghanistan, billions. Billions. Afghanistan's got about $1 trillion in lithium. We needed that badly. What did Joe Biden do? He turned it over to Chinese. That's what Hunter got paid for. That's why he made sure Afghanistan collapsed. We could have seized the lithium and been like, yeah, we'll rebuild your country. Thanks to us, by the way, for freeing you. We'll rebuild your country. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and take the lithium mines and do it. We're not going to keep the money, but we'll rebuild your country. Oh, by the way, you'll sell to us and only us, not China. See the difference? Instead, Joe Biden pulls out of Afghanistan in the middle of the night, guaranteeing the country falls. Why? Because the Chinese already had multi-billion dollar deals with the Taliban to buy the lithium, which we desperately needed, by the way, for our satellites, our servers, and all that stuff. But Joe Biden screwed us over. That's what Hunter got paid for. Iraq had deal. Why don't we take and rebuild their country? Why do we print the money and pay? By the way, we owe $5 to $6 trillion still from that adventure and the one in Afghanistan. You know who got rich? China. They took the lithium for billions, not the trillion it's worth. You got screwed. But this is what Washington does. They like to rebuild stuff with printed money because then those companies take some of the printed money and put it back in their coffers. Trump is shattering that. And for the life of me, I don't understand why a lot of you out there, some of you out there don't get it. And you just don't understand. But I do get it because you're kind of traumatized. You have been fed upon by the parasite that was the Bush-Obama uniparty. You have been robbed blind. And so anytime we go into a country now, you panic. You seize up. This is not that. This is something new that we have never seen before. This is the beating heart of America first. Another way to look at this, conservative Treehouse writes, is like a type of sovereign wealth fund created by the corrupt Venezuelan officials with Trump with a gun at their head. By the way, do you know that the woman who's running Venezuela now, who's a very bad woman, okay? And by the way, Trump has said, and media's ignoring this, but Trump has said they're going to hold elections. We just can't have them instantly. Do you know both of her brothers are wanted by the U.S. for arrest and have bounties on their heads too? Do you know that? Oh, he's got her right where he wants her. Another way to look at this is a type of sovereign wealth fund created by the corrupt Venezuelan officials with a Trump gun to their head, using the resources that belong to the Venezuelan people to support the interim needs of the same citizens they victimize. You know what Trump's going to do with this money? He's going to make them rebuild the oil infrastructure. And then what is he saying? You will not be selling to China. You will not be selling to Russia. And you will not be selling to Iran. And they will not be selling to you. And you're not running your fleet of 1,000 ghost ships through Venezuelan ports anymore to avoid our sanctions. You're not doing any of that. No, you're going to sell to us. We're going to refine it. You're going to sell to us. You're going to kick China out the door. Brilliant. And we did it all without a war. It's crazy. But you got these morons on our side who are like, World War III was trending on X yesterday. And it was a mix of the left and some Trump-tards doing it. I'm like, what are you even talking about? What world do you live in? Because I don't live in that world. Now, will all this work? I don't know. Maybe it'll blow up in Trump's face. But he's trying. And it's totally legal. I'm going to prove that to you in the next segment. I wish somebody would explain what I'm about to explain to you, to the American people. Do you realize Trump, and this is one thing the media won't tell you, and Fox barely mentions it. Do you realize Trump has a court order for every single thing he has done, both in Venezuela, which was minorly important, but his blockade in the Venezuelan waters, which is majorly important? Court order for all of it, 100%. Do you know that? Like a real court order? Yeah, from international U.S. courts, depending on the sanctions or the charges. All of it? Yeah. All of it. Yeah. He's not going off on a wild tear doing war things. That was George Bush. That was Barack Obama. It's not Trump. We've never seen this before, but I'm telling you folks, this is not nation building. This is not what we've seen before. Folks, I want to point something out to you. It's very easy to find on X. One of the Democrats' big pretends right now, there's so many things they always pretend at one time, I don't know how they keep it straight, is that they object to Maduro. He's a bad guy, and, you know, we were always going to get him, but we didn't. But, you know, he's a bad guy. He's a dictator. We acknowledge that. He crucifies people alive inside his prison. Literally do. They like to crucify them as torture. Women get raped. Yeah, it's stuff like that. You just see the videos on X of them just running protesters over. That's the ones they weren't shooting. They'd send Trende Aragua out and they just gunned them down for protesting the stolen election. Great guys. So Democrats pretend they're opposed. But there's something they hope you don't notice. They're actually fellow travelers. Check out this article in Politico. Honestly, everyone should go back and read. It's a liberal publication. Politico.com. Headline is, Nicolas Maduro tries a new PR campaign going woke. Yeah, what's this about? Oh, look, there's 2022, May. Last summer, a delegation of 8 Americans sat down with at the grandiose hall of Miraflores Palace in Caracas, Venezuela, for a formal meeting with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The gathering was broadcast on Venezuelan state TV because it was very important who he was meeting with. Who was he meeting with? All the leaders of the DSA, Democrat Socialist of America. Wait, DSA, Democrat Socialist of America. Where have I heard of them before? 2022. I'm trying to think. That is the party Zohran Mamdani is a member of. Openly. And also, say it with me. Who else is a member of the Democrat Socialist of America? It'll come to me. AOC. Wait, the leadership of Democrat Socialists of America went to meet with Maduro openly and the whole meeting was broadcast on state TV? Uh-huh. The group of Americans sitting across from Maduro weren't diplomats. The U.S. had cut ties with the Maduro government years ago. Rather, they were representatives of the Democrat Socialists of America, the Rising America political organization that includes four House Democrats among its members. Interesting. Yeah, it's the squad. Now, what do we see with Mamdani and his election? All of the Democrat leadership fell in line, endorsing him. They're afraid of him, we're told. Chuck Schumer's afraid of him. And they met with Maduro? Oh, yeah. But that's not all. No. Before you knew the words, Black Lives Matter, the leadership of Black Lives Matter visited Caracas too, met personally with Maduro. They broadcast that on state TV too. It was quite a coup for them. And the Democrat Party wants us to believe what again? That they oppose Maduro, really? What are the Democrat Socialists of America saying today? They're demanding Trump release Nicolas Maduro. Quote, they are also professing, quote, solidarity with the Bolivarian Revolution. That's what brought Chavez and then Maduro to power. Every major Democrat leader endorsed Zohran Mamdani, including Barack Obama, who didn't formally say I endorse him. But remember, he had that meeting with him and came out and talked about what a great guy he is. Do you hear much from the media about the Democrat Socialists of America backing Maduro? They refer to him as the president. He only got 30% of the vote. Shot anybody who complained. Or they disappeared into a Venezuelan prison never to be seen again. Great people. This is exactly the way the Democrats would run the country if they could. You know it. I know it. Why don't we just stop pretending? Folks, look at what the Democrats, I just want you to look at what the Democrats did, okay? They put a $25 million bounty on Maduro's head. And then did absolutely nothing to get him. Why? They're fellow travelers. The most popular stars of their party, including Zohran Mamdani, who's at 60% with youth, approval with Democrat youth, they're trying to get Maduro released. You think the Democrat leadership that endorsed Mamdani is going to do anything but scream about Maduro? Why? They're in league. Radical Democrats are just mad Trump cut off their communist ally. Oh, and I should mention about Black Lives Matter. The leadership of Black Lives Matter in 2015 met with Maduro. Venezuelan sources would eventually pump more than $20 million into their coffers before you knew their name. DSA, folks. Democrat Party. Black Lives Matter, before all the fraud at Black Lives Matter was found out, but everything with Democrats is fraud. I mean, Black Lives Matter, I want to just pick on them, right? It's all fraud. It's all tax evasion. It's all that. Before Black Lives Matter was known as a household name, when the group was coined, they went for their anointment to meet with the master himself, Maduro. Now do you see where they just couldn't get around to catching him? Gosh darn. And why they're pretending to be angry at Trump. Again, can I emphasize something today? Trump had a court order to pick up Maduro. They went to court, got an order. Why? Because Maduro is an indicted criminal in American federal court. Trump did not wild hair it down to Venezuela. He was executing an arrest warrant issued by an American court. You will never hear that on CNN where they're secretly pulling for Maduro. Do not, by the way, do not be surprised when a Democrat judge in the Southern District of New York at some level either dismisses the charges against Maduro, sets him free on bond, or God forbid, St. Kilmar style, orders him back to Venezuela. Do not be surprised. Right, because, I mean, Democrat Party owes Maduro. I mean, at least for the $20 million he pumped into Black Lives Matter. They're all the same, folks. So I just want our side to stop pretending that we as Americans are all opposed to Maduro. We're not. So Democrats who were funded by Maduro and by the massive illegal oil trade that Maduro was allowing in Venezuela, I'm going to break this all down in the next hour. You will completely understand. It's going to get you so fired up, too. You know what is so frustrating to me? You know what Trump is doing? Finally, he's enforcing our sanctions in our hemisphere. That's it. Everything Trump has done, he has a court order for either from international or our courts. 100%. No exceptions. We've slapped all these sanctions on Iran, Russia, Venezuela, and China, and then just turned our back while they sent their ships, a fleet of 1,000, into the ports of Venezuela. You swapped oil all around to confuse stuff, refined some of it, processed others, and then shipped it back out again. Remember that $100 billion in money that Iran had that was frozen under Trump's sanctions and Joe Biden freed it up and then Democrats took a cut? Remember that? Pay for their street protest? Well, how'd that money get to... Oh, they were running it through Venezuela against our sanctions? Uh-huh. That Congress passed. Yeah. That Joe Biden signed? Mm-hmm. And Trump signed, yeah, or that have been on the books for years. Mm-hmm. So not only were Democrats ignoring the violations of our sanctions in this hemisphere, they were profiting off of it. That's why Joe Biden unfroze the billions. And then what? Iran knows the deal. They've got to pay a cut to the Democrats. So they started funding Democrat street protests. I'm not going to play you the John Kirby clip anymore. Again, you're probably sick of it. And now they're screaming bloody murder over their loss of their friend Maduro, and he was their friend. But what do the long-suffering people of South and Central America have to say about this? 87% of Costa Ricans approve of Trump's removal of Maduro. 78% of Chile. 77% of Colombia. The polls came in yesterday. 76% of Panama. 74% of Peru. 61% of Argentina. 60% of Ecuador. 52% of Uruguay. Wow. So people have like lived under these regimes really think what Trump did was cool? Uh-huh. But the Democrats don't. What does that tell you?